The Michigan Wolverines were the only Big Ten team to lose its bowl game, and they did so with a spectacular second-half collapse. That loss has predictably brought out coach Jim Harbaugh's critics. But Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon says don't count Harbaugh out because history is on his side, both Michigan's and his.
This year, for the first time, the Big Ten failed to place a team in the four-team college football playoff. But the league redeemed itself by winning its first seven bowl games, an amazing run. The Big Ten was just one win away from an unprecedented 8-0 bowl record, Michigan versus South Carolina in the Outback Bowl. Michigan finished the regular season with a disappointing 8-4 record, which was not too surprising after losing two quarterbacks. But a bowl game victory would put them at 9-4, just one win short of the standard set by Harbaugh's first two Michigan teams. Not bad at all. The Wolverines were heavily favored, and that seemed right when Michigan jumped out to a 19-3 lead. The offense looked solid, and the defense was dominant as usual. And that's when the wheels came off in spectacular fashion. The Wolverines gave the ball away five times in the second half. The offense was disorganized, undisciplined, and poorly coached, the antithesis of Harbaugh's previous teams. Michigan's 26-19 loss sparked a crescendo of criticism from fans and reporters alike. The national media crowed that Harbaugh, Michigan's homegrown hero, was a bust. And for the first time, a significant minority of Michigan fans wondered aloud if that might be true. These predictable responses are overreactions, and most Michigan fans know it. But they do pile on the pressure for the season ahead, raising three possibilities. First, the Wolverines could get worse. It's not clear if the NCAA will let five-star transfer quarterback Shea Patterson play this coming season, so Michigan's offense could be leaderless again next year. With a historically brutal schedule, another step backwards is entirely possible, an outcome many are betting on. Second, Michigan might hold its own and finish with 8 wins again. If so, the future could still be bright, with a stronger roster and easier schedule coming the next year. But there's a third scenario. Harbaugh sorts out the offense, starting with his own coaching staff. Right now, they've got too many cooks in the kitchen, with not one but two offensive assistants making $1 million a year. This creates a cloudy chain of command, poison for any organization. But it's worth remembering, Harbaugh played quarterback in the NFL for 14 seasons and coached great offenses for another 14 years, so it's hard to believe he suddenly forgot how to run an effective offense. I'd imagine he'll take charge of the offense, get back to basics, and start scoring points again. With the defense returning almost everybody, they could get back to 10 wins. If they do, it'll be reminiscent of Bo Schembechler's biggest turnaround. In 1984, Michigan's quarterback went down and the Wolverines finished 6-6. Bo's worst season ever. The next year, 1985, Bo made everybody, coaches and players alike, start from scratch. His quarterback returned to lead an unranked team to number 2 in the nation, Bo's best finish. What was the difference? He told me, "We just remembered how we do things around here. Then we went back to doing those things better than anyone else does those things. That's all." Who was that quarterback? None other than James Joseph Harbaugh, who knows that comeback script better than anyone alive. The odds don't favor a comeback for Harbaugh's current team, but then, the odds do not favor a comeback for his mentor's team either.